Before I get into the program, I want to remind you, dear friends, of our coaching CD for this month of April. You definitely want to hear this one with Joe Akers. It's dealing with the mystery of the four red blood moons. And there have only been seven times, according to NASA, there have only been seven times where there have been four red blood moons within a two-year period. They happen around Jewish feast days, which is something miraculous to me. And there's only been seven times, and significant things happen in history when this happens. I'm talking about significant things like Columbus discovering America, like Israel becoming a nation, Jerusalem becoming the capital of Israel. Something significant happens, and they're beginning this month. This is the first one of four over this year and next year. And I believe as Christians, the Bible says in the last days he will speak to us in the heavens. And it talks about the moon turning into blood. I mean, that is Bible prophecy. And so there's something significant about this. I do not make predictions on the coming of the Lord. I don't know. But I do know something is up ahead. And we need, as a church of Jesus Christ, to be prepared and to be ready. This CD, I believe, will educate you, excite you, help you, inform you, and it's yours with your best love gift of giving to He's Alive Radio. $15 or more, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at heesalive.net. We are continuing on the disciples. They are in the midst of the sea. There's a horrible storm. They're about to sink. Jesus comes in the fourth watch of the night, walking on the water. Peter is so excited because he knows with every command of God, there is a promised reward. And he simply says, Jesus, since it's you, tell me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. He hops out of the boat. He doesn't procrastinate. He doesn't hesitate. The Bible doesn't say he began to walk. It says he walked. Literally, he walked on the water to Jesus. And we know that if we're going to go and move ahead in the plan of God to follow his commands, there are some boats that we're going to have to leave. There are some things that we're going to have to say goodbye to. There are going to have to be some divine connections to get us where we need to go. But there's also going to have to be some divine disconnections as well. I love what Mike Murdoch said. He said that people are like math equations. Some add to your life, some subtract, some multiply, some divide. And so we have to discern who is with us. What is their purpose? Jesus said to Peter, come. I believe all 12 of the disciples could have walked on the water if they would have followed the command of Jesus. If they would have said, well, bid me, Jesus would have told them all to come to him. And I believe they would have all simply had a revival right there standing on top of the water. I just believe it, because what God will do for one, he'll do for another. He's a rewarder of those who have faith. Peter had the faith. But for him to do it, can you imagine what the other disciples were saying? The other disciples may have been saying, you're going to drown. Some of them may have been saying, I doubt you can make it, such as Thomas. Others may have been saying, why are you leaving this boat? This is our only security is in this boat. Others may have been saying to Peter, if you get out of this boat, who's going to help us bail out all this water that keeps filling up in the boat? Peter, in order for him to walk on the water to follow Jesus, he had to leave three types of people. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow because it can apply to your life as well. Women of Valor, April 24th through the 26th, Beyond the Open Door is the theme. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be right here in Grantsville, Maryland at the Lighthouse. And if you have been praying about coming and God wants you here, I believe he will help you if you'll step out of the boat. You can call us during daytime hours to register. And if you are listening in the evening or after office hours, you can still call, but leave a name and a daytime number where you can be reached. And here's the number, 301-895-3868. 301-895-3868. You can also register online at worldlighthouse.org. Have a Jesus-filled day. Tomorrow, we're going to look at some of the disconnections that have to take place in our life to follow the command of Jesus.